For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we have a seat? Let us briefly look at the word of God before we close. Praise God. As a church in the month of July, it has been declared as our month of financial prosperity. Hallelujah. And then we started on Sunday by looking at understanding poverty. And then it was really a great time. And then on Wednesday, we looked at I choose to prosper. Today, we'll be closing on discussion on poverty. And then by Sunday, we'll enter into understanding religion, because it's all about the series. We have to understand what we are fighting against and what we are going against and what we want. This evening, we'll be looking at the characteristics of poor people, or the trait why people are poor and why people become poor and why people remain poor. What are the characteristics? What are the traits of poor people? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the poor are kept poor because of what they do, because of some characters, either consciously or unconsciously. Hallelujah. The poor are poor because of some characters they do, either consciously or unconsciously. Hallelujah. They do them, whether they know it or not. Thank you. They do it whether they know it or not, and then it keeps them poor, and they remain poor. Praise God. And then they remain poor. Now, knowing it intentionally will help us to change for good. Number two is that the practices of the poor people, thank you very much, sir. Practices of poor people keep them poor. What they do every day. This one is blowing my Bible. I'm trying to come off it. Thank you. Hallelujah. What they do every day determine what happened to their life and what has been happening and what will happen. So if we can change our characters, we can change our life. Hallelujah. I listened to a quote one day and then it has really stuck to me. What we do with our lifestyle, or when it comes to destiny, our lifestyle can be stronger than some moments of prayers. What you do every day creates a cycle, intentionally or not intentionally, consciously or unconsciously. It creates a pattern for you to follow and for your future. And I believe the word of God will change us in Jesus' name. It's still blowing. Praise God. Now, I want to give us seven characters of poor people quickly. The first is that poor people always have a character of lying and deception. They always lie. They always deceive. In 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 20 to 21, talking about Gehazi, came to Elisha and lied. You want to hear lies? I'm not saying rich people don't lie too, but often people that lie, hallelujah, are poor people. And then when you keep on lying and you keep being deceptive, eventually you become poor. If you want to generate authentic wealth, that is why somebody that came with MMM, Ponzi scheme, and lied to people and deceived people, he never really became wealthy. Even though he gathered the money, is that not true? If Apple said this product will do like this, and they lie to the customers. When people start buying it, after a while, they'll stop patronizing them. Is that not true? So lying and deception does not generate authentic wealth. When you lie and deceive people, after a while, they'll patronize you for a while, but then they will stop. After a while, they don't come again, and then you go down. So lying and deception always leads to poverty. I want you to know four things about lying and deception. Now, first is that lying and deception bring curses and establish poverty. In Malachi chapter 1 verse 14. When you lie and deceive, you bring curses on yourself. The Bible says, but cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrifices unto the Lord a corrupting. You have a good thing and then you come to church and pretend as if you don't have anything. The Bible says there is a curse on you for being deceptive. Do you understand it? For lying, there is a curse. So coming to you on Sunday morning and saying, God led me to do this and God has not led me, I'm lying. Coming to deceive the people and say, God said I should do this. When you develop a trait of deceptiveness and deceiving and lying, you will not go far. Number two is that Lying and deception shorten the lifespan of any success. You may have a temporary success by lying, but it will be substituted by it. Hallelujah. The leap of truth shall be established forever. That is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19. The leap of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Are we together? Your successes will be short-lived when you lie and deceive people. When you start making a product and you lie to people about it, you may have a little breakthrough into the market, but after a while, people will stop. The fact that Coca-Cola has been like this, that means there is something. You know, there are many people that have come and they have gone. There are many phones that come and came and lie. I tell, many of them came and lie in the beginning. But after people have bought them and they say the camera is like this, but it was not like that. After a while, the first market may break through, but that success will be short-lived. That is why some people patronize some phones till today, Samsung is relevant. Well, because they discovered that what they are saying is the truth. Number two is that lying and deception cause definite destruction and punishment. When you lie and deceive, perpetually and in the end, you will be punished. The president of South Africa today is in jail for 15 months for lying and corruption and deception. Hallelujah. If they should bring that kind of policy to Nigeria, almost everybody will be in prison, my brother. Almost all the leaders. Is that not true? Yes. Lie, project, lie, everything is a lie. But with a man that beareth false witnesses against his neighbor is a mole, and a sword and a sharp arrow. It will end the person in punishment and destruction. Hallelujah. Now, don't forget that lying makes one imagine evil and cause deep division in progressive relationship. When you continue to lie, very soon your relationship will end. How many of you will notice that you have been with somebody for long and then finally discover that the person is lying? I told you I am from South Africa and then later I discovered I'm from Okene. Or I told you my father has a Mercedes Benz and then you came to visit me incidentally, but by mistake you bumped into my father. And then you met the man trekking. I told you I live in a mansion and then you came to my house and you saw me living in a face me, I face your apartment. How will you feel? Bible says, an ungodly man digeth up evil and his lips that is burning fire. Now, a froward man soweth strife and a whisperer separated chief friends. How many of you would like me as a pastor? Every time you have discovered I've been lying all this while. Do you know something? As I was looking at this point, I remember some people that have been giving to this church consistently. And then I believe that these guys have discovered I'm not lying. If I say we are doing it, if I say this is like this, it means it was like that. Because you yourself, you stop giving when you discover I'm lying. When I say give for this project, and then you saw me using the meat money to buy fish on the road. Oh, yes, you will not give. Two of us. You will not give. I can stand here and shout and gyrate. You will not give. Because you discover I'm lying. But when people discover that you're authentic, that they are able to say there was a time when the church started, they were looking for money to buy a generator or something like that. It was small money then. But then when they rose the money and then they bought what they wanted, there was change. He came to the church and said, this is the change that remained. The people say, really? So you can come and tell us, keep the money. And then the people began to give. Hallelujah. So, two relationships, there are relationships that ended when they discovered the person has been lying. Just imagine you are dating a lady and all you discover that the day you discover, everything she has been telling you is a lie. For me, that relationship, there is no advice, is over. Like, because that is a dangerous person to deal with. That is how today, like, this year was a lot of scandal on the night. A father will discover that in his four children, only one is his own. Five children, only two are his own. Some, all the three are not even his own. DNA test, DNA. The woman has learned, this is your baby. I got pregnant the last time we slept together. And then the man has been nursing her, this is my baby. Because that is a dangerous, she has been lying before the guy noticed. Did he lie and gave him baby for 22 years? Because they are very, so the relationship can end. One of them says he's no longer doing, he's not doing. You will be there again. You are like, you are lucky that you are alive. But she can kill you and say it was food poisoning. But lying will separate, when you are doing business with somebody and the person has been lying onto you, that is the day, the last day. For me, that's the last day of that relationship. So lying and deception is not good. Number two character of poor people is greed. Greedy, poor people people are very greedy. I'm not saying the rich are not. But poor people, because of poverty, they become very, very greedy. That was what happened to Gehazi also in 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 20 to 21. Elisha has been with him. They have seen a lot of... I believe that Gehazi was not lacking anything. But when he saw a rich man, Naaman came and was... He said, why will my prophet pardon this man? Let me follow him and collect clothes and money and light on the prophet. Greed can keep you poor for light. This project was over 90, almost 100,000 naira, 97, just this thing here. Gave the guy solid money to come and do the project. After doing, he said the money was on, after doing calculation with him, we had to add extra 10,000 naira to do a project that we know, because we don't wanted to help out, to help the guy establish. And that was how the guy ruined everything, becomes, you know. Now, the guy, any project we will have again, he want to make times two of the money. He has lost us for life. That is for life. Yes. That is how people lose customers. The same person, the guy that this one for the first time, the same mistake. That is, people who want to be too greedy, that they want to get in one contract what they should not get. So they will give inferior product, inferior service delivery. And then they discover that they will make the money, but then that is the end. They will not be recommended again. Nobody will speak for them again. But there are people you will recommend. Let me tell you something. Most of your increase in life will come by recommendations. Somebody will tell somebody about you. Somebody will tell somebody about you. Many times I have been blessed. I've been invited. Let's say I've been invited somewhere. It's because somebody said, this man is a good person. Invite him. So everything. So make sure that when you are given an opportunity, let greed not. I have other pastors being invited to places to preach. Unbelievable stories. Let me not even share because it's pastor story and I love pastors. Hallelujah. Greediness is a source of violence. Micah chapter 2 verse 2. People will become violent when they become greedy. Micah 2 2. You will see them fighting for nothing. And they covet field and take them by violence and houses. You will see them sharing politician money after campaign. You see them fighting and killing themselves. Greed. The salary of a sitting governor can take care of his generation for a life, but it will not be enough. They still want more. Hallelujah. It will not be enough. After all the loot they discovered from President Abacha, how many years ago? I didn't even know that man. But till last year, they were still sharing his money. And his children said they can never be poor in this life. Greediness. There are people that they are government workers. Their salary is coming. They have allowances. But still, everybody under them, they want to short-circuit them. Imagine. That is why people become poor and remain poor, because of greediness. Hallelujah. You know, greed is the excessive desire to acquire or possess more than what you need or deserve. It can be called covetousness. What you need and what you deserve, more than it. This is not my portion. Leave it. Is that not true? Everybody have one bottle of Coke. I want to eat my own and drink your own also. I want to more than what I deserve. Greediness can shorten your lifespan and your blessings. It can make you live shorter than you ought to. Shorter. Hallelujah. You will see a rat. Have you seen rat poison before? They will set some outside and then you will eat and be following until you enter the trap. Is that what is happening? There will be two outside and then the big one will be inside. He will eat the one outside. And then he will eat that main one. He will not be satisfied, even though he may be filled. But that one, I must finish everything. And then he's dead. Hallelujah. The prince that wanted understanding is also a great oppressor. But he that hated covetousness shall prolong his days. If you hate covetousness, you will live longer. If you lack covetousness, you will not survive. You have a wife, but that one is not enough. You want another woman. Continue. Hallelujah. Say what? Continue. You have a fiance or a girlfriend. That one is not enough. That she chatting with multiple people. Okay. Just continue. You will shorten your lifestyle for nothing. Hallelujah. What you have that is your own, be contented. Number three, greediness leads to discontentment and great evil. What you have will not be enough. What you have may not satisfy you. Hallelujah. What you have may not satisfy you. Greediness may lead you to your death. When you are greedy and you remain greedy, you may die before your time. Hallelujah. So by all means, fight greediness. Say what? Fight greediness. Be contented. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. Proverbs 1:19. Which taketh away the life of the honors thereof. Greediness will kill you before your time. This is your level. This is what you should be earning. But you want to meander everybody and go up. The person will not survive it. Hallelujah. Number three characteristics of poor people, hallelujah, is evil speaking. Evil speaking is all form of speech that are sinful. Example, criticizing, murmuring, flattery, maligning, backbiting, lying, slandering, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31. Have you ever seen, have you ever gone on TV and you saw Warren Buffett insulting another billionaire? Have you ever seen on TV? Ronaldo insulting Messi on TV. They will never do it. People at the top don't fight it themselves. They don't criticize. When you see anybody criticizing, always know that the person that's being criticized is bigger than him. Only people under criticize people that are on the top. Big people will never stand be discussing you. You know, they say small people discuss people. Average people discuss ideas or stories, and then big people discuss what? Okay, average people discuss events, and then what? Big people discuss ideas. Only poor people will be sitting there, APC, PDP, APC, PDP. Oh, they will never discuss about you. Criticizing, envying, maligning, slandering, and then talking things you should not be talking about. Millionaires and rich people don't do it. That's why poor people remain poor. In the morning, they'll be playing draft discussing government. In the morning, they'll be playing draft discussing this country is bad. The governor is not working. Even the flyover is it's our money. Where will we get the money? No, where should we get the money from? They will criticize pastors. Why are they flying private when we are broke? You will remain poor because you keep on criticizing them. The more you criticize, the more you malign, the more you talk, you poor because. What you criticize, you never become. Did you hear what I said? Anything you fight, it will be the mercy of God. You see, if you fight people that are... When somebody is having a car and he pass and splash you water, don't insult him. Don't what? Keep quiet. Watch me, change my story. Don't fight the person. You are fighting him, you are fighting your driving. Don't fight anybody higher than you. Don't do it. Even if it's your age mate, don't do it. Because you will never reach that level. There are people that you fight and then you have pecked your life forever. Unless God shows you mercy. That's why poor people remain poor. Continue talking about rich people and they keep rising. Because it's poor people that discuss people. Rich people, you know, I've watched interview. They'll ask Messi, who do you like? Say, I like Ronaldo. He's an amazing player. I like he playing left, right, yeah. I watched Messi said, he wonder how Ronaldo survived. He says, he celebrate him. But then, come to Nigeria. Or go to all other lower players that have never won even, what's the name? Community Shield. Their team have not won it. Who is your best player? It's Messi. I don't like Ronaldo. Who is the best player? Ronaldo. I don't like this. Yes. It's poor people. Nobody remain down. The other guy, Kylian Mbappe, has celebrated Ronaldo for life and look at where he is today. Is that not true? Celebrate people. Don't do it. You ever want anointing, don't fight the man of God that's anointed. The fact that you are listening to him, that means anointed. You understand, guys? Number one, there are four things I want you to know about evil speaking. Number one is that evil speaking affects your lifestyle, lifespan. You will live shorter if you speak evil, hallelujah. I was listening to Benny Hinn. He said that he was preaching somewhere. Is it Benny Hinn? Is it Benny Hinn or Kenneth Copeland? One of the two. No,
Pastor Kenneth Copeland. He was preaching and then he was insulted. He was talking something bad about Benny Hinn.
You know Kenneth Copeland, right? The richest man, the richest pastor.
Now he was talking and then he became sick in his body. Then he was asking God, why am I sick or something like that? I can't remember which one of them, but one of the two did about that person. And God told him, when you went to this place to preach, you spoke against my servant Benny Hinn. Called him and apologized. So he called him, spoke with him, and then instantly he got healed. But Benny Hinn says that some people, what some people are doing, even angels are afraid of it. Yes, even angels, the way some people insult some men of God, angels will not dare it. Hallelujah. I was reading in my Bible 2 days ago what a man that looked for Elisha's trouble. Elisha said, I am prophesying, you are saying, even God do this, it will not happen. You will see it, you will not eat it. The man saw it and he never ate. They kept him at the gate. The people marching dead. Somebody looked for Pastor Umar Kwai's stroke. I had the story. Pastor Umar, Reverend Umar Kwai said, look at everything very well you are seeing. Because it will be the last time you will see it. He died. Yes, he just left him. Died. Another one was insulting him like this. He said, you better say everything you have to say now because this is the last time. As he left, he had the accident, the window of his car flash his tongue. Yes. You will live shorter if you don't keep, you don't know what to say. Maybe you don't know how to, even if you want to talk about people, avoid men of God. Bishop Dakar, me, say something that, there are men of God who used to watch on TV and they used to talk nonsense about money, everything. He doesn't like them. And then he was tired. He wanted to insult them. Then he had a vision from God that if you insult the man of God, an evil spirit will come to you. Then he said, what he do now is, he doesn't watch, and he's, instead of watching and insulting a pastor, you go and watch wild animal, not your wild. Yes, you say, because if he insults animals, God will not fight him. Yes, I'm telling you, like somebody has his level.
You, because you saw vision, this man of God, I don't like his rhema. Continue. I don't like the way he is like this. You will live short for nothing. Hallelujah. And then you remain poor for what? Nothing.
When you see a millionaire buying, celebrate them. Don't criticize them.
I'm giving you advice, and I know you will take it in Jesus' name.
Evil speaking give you wrong outcome out of your life.
Bible says life and death lies in the power of the tongue. True of us. That's Proverbs 18:21. You say the wrong thing, you see the wrong thing. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Bible says, but he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from what? Please let me read this again. Anybody that want to love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Poverty doesn't look like a good day at all. Is that not true? Evil speech reveals that your heart is evil. Because in Matthew chapter 10 verse 12 verse 34, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, what? The mouth, what? Speaketh. When we hear you talk, we know what is in your heart. Evil speech will destroy partnership. Hallelujah. Number four, the fourth characteristic of poor people, is idleness. Idleness is a state of not working, nor being active, nor being employed and doing nothing habitually is very, very important. When you are not employed, when you are not working, when you are doing nothing habitually, people that just avoid work, urgent 2K, just help me send money, and then they will insult you for sending 5,000 naira to them. Hallelujah. Because anybody that earns money respect money. Shall I come again? Anybody that earns money respect money. It's people that don't earn money don't value money. Somebody that they say when you begin to carry your water, every drop will count. Do you understand? When you begin to carry your water, every what? Drop. But if it's somebody water, when I was 10,000, it's not enough. When they give me money, it's not enough. You're looking down on it. When I started NYC, they paid 19K. Touching 1,000 naira from that money was like throwing blood out of my money. Is it true for you? When you work and you make your own money, the way you treat it will be different from the one that somebody gave you. Is it true? Yes. So anybody that earns money, I tell you, respect money. The person will not be careless. But poor people are idle.
Draft, discussion morning to night. You see a man pulling shit with big tummy in the belly in the morning. Man with three children. Doing nothing. Why you still rich men? They are the one walking, traveling, meetings. The more I grew in ministry or the way I'm growing now, the more busy I become. The more you write, the more busy you become. Anyway, there are people that before you see them, you have to book in advance 1 year. How many years? You book in 5 years in advance. If you want to see him 2025, book 2020. His schedules are filled. Are you understanding me at all? Preaching back to back, traveling. So it's only poor people that have time. Lazy. They don't want to work and they're not interested in work. When you give, they will prefer to come to you. So I mean, I have a problem. Do my laundry and I'll give you the money. They'll be angry. This man doesn't give money. His hand is like akagom. But why will you give them money and then still, when they have hands and they're healthy, and then you take your clothes again for laundry? I learned from Prophet Makandiwa, said, poor people, they will not say thank you to somebody that gives them work. They will say thank you to the person that gives them money. But he said, when they come, don't give them money. Give them work to earn the money. Give them what? Work to earn the money. Because when they come to you, they have a list of people. They keep meeting people, killing people, and the cycle will come back again. They will come by meeting me. Yes, that is the way it is. They will not want to work. You will not want to do laundry. You are a big boy. How will I be washing clothes with a clean boy like me? You will not want to open barber shop. You are a big boy. How will I be doing like this? You don't want to do this. You cannot do anything. Idleness leads to poverty for sure. Idleness causes decay and degradation or deterioration. In Ecclesiastes 10 verse 8. Some people are really, 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 really idle and lazy. But none of you is like that in Jesus' name. And all of us are changing for good. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth. And through idleness of hands, their house droppeth through. Clean mosquito nail from your house, you cannot. Mop your house is wahala. Wash your clothes, arrange anything. Finish eating, you sleep there with your plate till morning. Wake up with your bed stained. Lazy to you. What we say, a lazy man is even lazy to roast the meat he hunted. Like you hunt, you allow it to spoil laziness. You will not be lazy. Say, I refuse to be lazy. That is why I hate retreat, these holidays things. I was telling her, I don't like it. Sincerely, all these holidays. I have a lot of things to do. Bishop Bedebo, as his level is closing from office by 1 a.m. As he is, 1 a.m., as old as he is. As we are closing by 7, and then they are complaining. He sleep practically in the office. I was in one shiro, said the last time his wife saw him was 3 months ago. I'm telling you. No, he's not going home. He's in office, back to back. Why is he eating our offering? Why is he eating our money? Only one book he has written, and the revelation in that book, he said, I read one of his books. So somebody was going in a car and then reading his book. He said, God, is this man, what this man is talking, is it true? If you change me, prove in my life. He said, the man became a multi-billionaire dollars. Came to see him on this day, sir. He said he didn't want to see him. He was busy. Is that man said, yeah, please bring him. The man came. Sir, please, I just came to thank you. I read one of your books. Drop the envelope. Drop the e-collars and left. Forex. $1 million. Just one book. We will not be lazy. Say amen. But the idleness is a sin. Idleness. I wrote in my book here, idleness tempts the enemy. You know, there are situations where the devil that tempts you. There are situations where you are the one tempting the devil by being lazy. Like this one is not the devil that came to tell me, you are the one tempting him. The devil, please see me. If David, the Bible says, when the time kings were going for war, David was in his bungalow walking up and down, looking at the top. That was the genesis of his calamity. Met Bathsheba, got her pregnant, killed the husband. So that was the beginning. Absalom rose up, became a looter, became a full-grown orangu. Hallelujah. And then chased him out of Jerusalem. That was the genesis of his wahala. Genesis. If he was walking, he wouldn't even tempt the devil. So when you are saying knife and shield, you don't be thinking of woman. That's not true. He was there. You are laziness tempt the devil. That's why somebody says, why are we busy now? I am always busy. Is it that I'm reading a book or listening to a message or play? If I am not doing anything, I'm sleeping. Once I am awake, I don't know how people sit and don't do anything. Is it that I'm reading, listening, thinking, or doing something? I am always doing something. Small chance the devil brings thought to you. So idleness tempts the devil. That's why poor people remain poor. Very, very lazy. Hallelujah. Number 5, 4 people are selfish. Selfishness is a characteristic of poor people. Selfishness is the art of thinking about yourself alone. And then it opposes agape love, who says, look at your brother as yourself. Poor people are selfish, hallelujah. It leads to all sorts of evil. When you are selfish, you begin to imagine all sorts of evil. You don't care about other people. You can do the impossible so long as you are okay. You can kill everybody so long you are okay. Hallelujah. Bible says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Selfishness breeds lies. You will begin to lie. Selfishness makes you careless about others. You are not concerned about others so long as you are eating. As everybody eating, it doesn't matter. Everybody are eating. Hallelujah. You are not concerned about what everybody gets. The other people, what happened to them? The Bible speaking in Romans chapter 12 verse 10 says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Prefer that you go hungry that somebody can eat. Is that not true? Prefer that you trek that somebody can have the money to climb by. Prefer that you are the one that lack it. Prefer others. Hallelujah. Let's share the little thing I have. Don't be selfish. You remain poor. Say, I will not be selfish. When God is blessing you, remember others. Remember others in your situation. Help. Hallelujah. Don't just only you. You have a car. You want to buy another car. Well, you know a woman that has 3 children that she's trekking. Give her one. Is that not true? God will help us in Jesus' name. Selfishness negates the law of love and benefit. For God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but what? That is the law of love. The law of love gives. The law of love donates. When you are selfish, you hold back. You will not give. You have revelation, you will not share. You know, one time, I remember the first one of our rockets that time. I had a revelation. You know, Sunday in rocket is when you talk with corpus and minister to corpus. That revelation, I prepared it for Sunday morning. So the crusade was happening on Saturday night. And then the Holy Spirit just prayed on me to share it. No, this rhema. It was Sunday. It's religious people, they don't need the rhema. Hallelujah. I was like, this rhema is for Sunday. My God. Share it. From that day, I learned a life secret. That's why I still remember it. When you empty yourself, God will pour more. When you what? Empty yourself. I said it, and then on Sunday, I said this, that I wish. Where is it coming from? You'll be even surprised if I said that on Sunday, we don't even move anybody. Not move anybody. Don't be selfish. When you know somebody, share it. When you have an opportunity, give somebody. When you can help somebody, give somebody. Let all of us survive. Is that not true? Yes. Don't be eating rice and chicken in your house when you know somebody is drinking garri that night. Don't be comfortable with that kind of lifestyle. Is that not true? Yes. Be comfortable. I'm not like I remember one time when I said, and it put me in trouble. But I said, I cannot be driving 2 cars. Same pastor, I mean, that time was trekking. Like, I remember that statement put me a lot of trouble. There are things I cannot do. Can you imagine I have three cars? And then Pastor Ebenezer is shaking.
Say, I'm not, how are you? I love you. I love you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, just imagine. Just imagine I have millions in my account and then he's looking for money to subscribe. Now think about that. And then every time he's like, can you come and give? Give and the Lord will change your story. Oh, these are my pastors.
It's not be right.
I'll be a selfish person. Number six is envy and jealousy. Poor people are envious and jealous when they see you pass with that white G-Wagon. My Lamba. They are jealous and they wish it's them. Envy is a feeling of discontentment or covetousness with regard to another advantages, successes, and possessions. Poor people are always envious and always jealous. Why is he not this person? Why is he this person? Why is my life like this? You always say, why is my life like this? No, don't be envious. Let me tell you something, guys. Pastor means millions. Does not stop me from having millions. Pastor NOS billions. Does not stop me from having my own. Somebody's success is not a threat to my success. So why should I envy you? There are 7 billion people on this earth. There is no church on this world today that sees 200,000 people Sunday morning. So why should you be concerned that somebody's church is rising and you know it's not rising? There are people, look for them. Is that not true? Wait, it's not true. So why should I envy your success? You are moving in this dimension of the Holy Spirit. I am not. I stay with what I have. God gives everybody's portion. If I don't close my eye and see a leaf moving, I just see your name is David Egwen, and you're from Edo State. You graduated from University of Ghana. And then I don't have that kind of dimension. Me is preaching the word of God. I may see once in a while, I may feel once in a while, but that is not my dominant gift. So why should I envy somebody that's operating like that? When you put off to share revelation, he will not. He will not match. Everybody is strong in one area. You can be good in several areas, but there's an area of strength. Don't envy anybody. Don't what? Envy anybody. There are many people that operate in different ways. Somebody's success should never make you envious. Because their success does not stop your own. Are we together? So poor people are just jealous and envious for nothing and it will not change anything. Envy destroys one from within. Inside you will be destroying yourself when you are envious. It's like taking a self-poison. You will keep destroying yourself. Proverbs 14, verse 30. You will destroy yourself by being envy. A sound heart is life of the flesh. But envy is the rottenness of the bones. Are you seeing that? Aja, are you seeing it? Enviness is what? Rottenness of the bones. I was listening to Apostle Joseph Suleiman said that somebody came to him for prayers and then it's cancer. He has tried. So what is wrong? Notice that it was just one of these things. Hallelujah. Forgive, oh, forgive. Don't be envy. Don't be envious. Sorry. Don't be jealous for nothing. Envy destroys us, is as deadly as the grave. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, envy is as deadly as the grave. Because the last enemy that the Bible says Lucifer, God will destroy is the grave. Imagine God contrasting envy with somebody dead, something as deadly as that. May God heal us of envy. We will not be envious. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? That is Proverbs 27 verse 4. Anger is dangerous. Wrath is more dangerous. But the Bible says envy is what? Exponential 7. What people can do from envy, you will not believe. I don't like the way their marriage is working. My husband is not behaving very well. I want to destroy their own. I am envious.
Some people can kill people just because of envy.
Hallelujah. I have somebody very close to me.
Because of the man is progressing, went and lied about his work, and he was fired. You will not know what people can do because of envy. And that is why they remain poor. They what? Somebody you envy, you will never be bigger than them. Now think about it. Why should I envy somebody that has what less than me? Why? I am married now. Why should I envy somebody that is single? When my marriage is working. Can I be eating chicken and be envying somebody drinking curry? Or can I be driving and then be envious of somebody trekking? You think you don't have. And then your envy will not make you have it. Because a man cannot receive anything from above until God gives him. If God has not given you, wait for your time and pray. Don't be intimidated by somebody's easy success. Are we together? Let's what? Wait. Yours is coming. And yours will come better. Is that not true? Be patient. Don't be envious. God has lifted the person in hand, so God can still lift me. That means, you know, Apostle Joseph Lehman said, if God lifts your neighbor, that means the blessing is around the corner. Is that not true? If God lifted your neighbor, that means the anointing is somewhere around. If you are standing in a church and somebody fell by your right, that means an angel is around here. That means your own too will come. So don't be envy. Don't be envious. And why will you be jealous? Yours is coming. You go for your own. Envy is worse than anger and cruelty combined together. Worse than them. Envy leads to the most hideous evil and jealousy. Envy. What people will do out of envy, you will not believe. Wickedness. Wickedness. That's what's hearing you are succeeding. Wickedness. Hallelujah. Very soon as this church is rising. Hallelujah. Many people that fight uprising churches are pastors. And because they are envious of your success. Many people that fought Pastor Chris in this country are pastors. Envious of his breakthrough. Many people fighting Bishop David Oyedepo today are pastors. Envious of his breakthrough. Many people fighting that they are envy and jealous. Why should he be holy, go grace every man and people are full? Why should he be talking like this? My daddy say, and people are coming. Only I'm shouting at you, I know that people are not coming. Why should it be built 9x9 kilometer by 12 billion naira? Only I'm struggling with the raise 1 million naira on Sunday morning. Why should somebody buy private jet for a man and then people begin to fight them? Is that not true? The men of God are jealous, empty, and just, and they will never have it. That's a bad part. They will not. Somebody bought his private jet, somebody maintained it, somebody fly. All he needs to do is say, I'm going to Lagos today. The private jet is ready. So the poor lady said the last time he went for crusade, 3 private jets were at the airport waiting for him. He had to beg one, please, we came through your own, let's follow this one so that the person too can be blessed. You will continue talking about them. You will be in Corolla for life. You will not ride a car beyond Corolla. You will be there. Push me, I'll push you. 35 years of ministry are struggling with starting a car. God forbid. Struggling with a car, starting and disappointing you before church. After being in ministry for 20 years. Finally, poor people have wastage mentality. What I call abuse. Meaning ability to squander uselessly. And use money abnormally. They squander money uselessly and use money what? I read about Bill Gates going to a hotel in foreign countries. The tip is almost like compulsory or almost needed. He doesn't tip money anyhow. He doesn't tip money anyhow. Pastor David Ibiomi, Bishop David Ibiomi, said that he doesn't give any tip. Any tip. See, the hotel I paid them, he doesn't. Say he doesn't even work with money in his pocket. Because before he will hold money in his pocket, somebody will come and cry. Out of pity before you know you remove money. But now if you meet him, there is no money on him. So even if you talk, the only thing he has is prayer to offer you. Very meticulous about their finances. Does it mean they don't give? the level of their blessing shows they are giving. Because you cannot be like that if you don't give. Are you understanding? Bill Gates single-handedly sponsored Africa malaria campaign. His charity is in billions. And that is 10% that doesn't keep tip. The problem is not giving. The problem is wasting. A poor man can eat one food with pomo, goat meat, chicken meat, fish, what again? Snail, egg, and then beans, periwinkle. And all of them are protein. Guy, let us jolly. Let us just buy a wine you cannot afford. A poor man can be taking coke every day thinking it's enjoyment. Meanwhile, that is poison. If you want to see squander, go to party where there are poor men. They don't have the money, but they want to spray and show. You will not waste money anymore. Let me tell you, if I ask you now, how much did God give you last month? Many of us cannot remember. I have personal account book. The way the church balances their account. Have I showed you before? Have I showed you before? I will show you. Income. That is how I can pay my tithe and profit offering consistently. I can account for every CC. Every CC. If I gave out 500 naira for pure water or somebody, I will write charity. That any money that I give out is charity. Or sometimes it's help. It depends on where I give. How we get that? If I give people higher than me or profit, that is profit offering or kingdom offering, charity, there are different type of giving. Every money. The first time I did that, I had it from my father in the Lord. He said that he and his wife, they have personal account book. So I started it. When I started it, I discovered that month I had 73,000 naira. And then I could not believe that always. And then it was always like that every month. I could not believe that money like that was coming through my hand. When you know what enters your hand and then you check the book, you will change. You see 15 naira egg roll, 100 naira granite, 15 naira corn, 15 naira date, that is debino, 100 naira this. Before you sum that money, it's 7,000 naira. That was the first time I did it. I said, me. The next time I am going to church, transport to and fro and offering, that is the only money in my pocket. When I see them, I say, well, no, sir. Yes. Oh, you know, she, you know, try and see if it no work. You don't eat coconut, you will survive. Have you ever seen a big man come and pack his jeep? Please. Corn man, corn woman, bring corn. Have you seen him do it? Don't waste money that God is giving you. You cannot account. The Bible says, no, I have my parents, the Lord, they say that when your finances are in order, God will begin to bless it. And that is the secret of this church. Everything we can account for. Any money that comes, we have bank statement and everything is cash. We know that this money, this only came. Once it is not there, the person that handed the money must have to pay it. That's not true. God will bless us. Why won't he bless us when you know that we can account for the money? But when you are wasting, God will not say give you money. Hallelujah. Wastage never sustain wealth. In John chapter 6 and verse 12 to 13, Jesus Christ, after feeding 5,000 people, said, gather the remnant. Don't you think he can reproduce another fish? Can't he do it? He was working with the disciples and then he said, forget about the living of the parasites. We're talking about food. He said, don't you know I can do it again? Why did he say gather? Hallelujah. You cook beyond what you can eat. Every day you're throwing food away. Continue, don't go there. Continue. Hallelujah. You never sustain weight like that, though. Wastage creates wrong mindset about resources. Wastage or wasters have similar trait to lazy people. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 9, a lazy man is like a waster. The same way a lazy man is you that are wasting. You are not different. Hallelujah. Wastage abuse and cause one to miss great opportunities. Hallelujah. When you waste, you will take away opportunities and then you will miss a lot of things. I read from this woman. Who is this woman? That woman that is a banker, first bank manager or something like that. You know that woman talking about? Huh? Yes, that woman. I was listening to her one day preach. She was saying that people do what we call distress sell. Save money. There are people that can sell a car that's of 15 million naira for 2 million naira because of distress. See, that is why you must save for distress purposes. Somebody says, I want to sell this. Do you have 2K? Just take. Have you ever had stories like that before? And then you don't have any savings. So save. Don't be wasting everything. Hallelujah. I know this may be difficult, but especially for me. I find it difficult to see people in need. And I know very soon God will question me. Because God will what? So that is the same thing, Sam, Pastor Sam, the day. He said, one time as a pastor, every time church member came, he would give them money. Every time. He was always then. God told him that, I want to be their provider. You are taking my place. You are what? Taking my place. If you don't allow me to train them, know that for the rest of your life, they will be a burden to you. Allow me to train them. That was the way I trained you. Allow me to what? Train them. So learn to manage. You cannot. I was speaking to one of us last month. Came to my house and he was saying, as a student, he was earning 10,000 from his keyboard lessons. Parents were sending him money, almost 25,000. He said, it's not enough.
Yes.
And you're not paying transport to school. He said, young man, we have been students before. You cannot be subscribing 4 or 5 as a student. What are you doing? You cannot be eating in a restaurant where you can cook. I told him, cook beans. Eat beans in the morning. It will stay in your stomach at night. Say, only what they eat in the afternoon is 500 naira. Yay. Okay. You just continue like that. Yeah, because he doesn't know. Once he start any money, self-control will come. And then you go look at that. You give him 5K. Now he says, it's just small money. But it's just 2 weeks. I can finish 5K. Yes. Wasting money like that. What is the made that saving? You should learn to live below your income. What did I say? Not at your level. If you are living at the level of your income, you are wrong. It should always be below. When people are thinking you have 100,000 naira, that is when you should have 1 million naira. I've told you this before, right? When people are thinking you have what? 100,000 naira, that is when you should have 1 million naira in your account. Always live lower than where you are. Let people see a lower version of you. Don't always show things that you are not there. Even don't even live at your level. Are we together? All right. Hope you learned something this evening. What are the characters I mentioned that poor people have that make them poor and remain poor? Number one I said was what? Lying and deception. Number two was what? Greed. Number three. Evil speaking. Number four. Idleness. Number five. Number six. Number seven, I know you will not do it because I know you want to prosper. Hallelujah. The grace, can we pray? Can we be on our feet and appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. Can you ask to apply the word of God we are receiving? You just received now and say, Lord, we receive the grace. I break loose from poverty. I refuse to be envious. I refuse to be jealous. I refuse to be lazy. I refuse to be what? I refuse any negative thing that poor people have. My life is changing. And as your life the blessings of God shows up. Yes, I refuse to be wasteful. I refuse to be abusive. I refuse it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I've had people that once had contracts on millions there, and today there's nothing to talk about. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. No matter the amount of money you have, if you have this character, you will come down. You will what? Come down. I was today with Sir Victor, and then somebody was saying that they gave the person 2 million naira. And then I was like, it's only that there are people that if you give them 2 million naira, they have escaped poverty for life. They know what to do. But if the person is a waster, 2 million naira can finish in 6 months. Is that not true? It can finish in 6 months. First of all, you go and buy iPhone 6, iPhone 12. That is 350. and then go and buy 3 shirts, Gucci, Versace, Louis Vuitton, 4445. Go and buy a good sneakers that is 15K. You know, there are jeans that are 7,000 naira. Level has what? Change. Before you know it, he's back to begging again. Yo, God, how far? Help me. Boys. You are blessed. You escape poverty. You escape this negative character. Any one of us that is exhibiting any one of them, I take authority over it. The grace to change. The grace to become better. In the name of Jesus is released. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe next week, Friday, we'll be looking at the characteristics.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can